Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
6:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on his hump day Wednesday in Baltimore and surrounding areas. Get your feet on the floor, jumpstart your day. NBA draft later on today. Orioles trying to take 2 out of 3 from the Texas Rangers. It's a heavy day. Heavy day. I'm sure the NBA is not done undoing the rosters around the association. Man, the Celtics.
It just feels like...
it was all good just a week ago.
You ever been in a fantasy league where all of a sudden people are trading in the first week? And then they trade in week two, and you're like, why did you even come to the draft?
Yeah.
Like, you want to move all your players already. And I understand if you need something, you didn't have it after the draft. But someone please explain the Pelicans trade to the Wizards yesterday with CJ McCollum and Jordan Poole. It's like, what does that do?
Was it expiring contract?
It has to be financially related. And then you have the apron, the first apron, the second apron. That's why the Nuggets owner came out and said, hey, if we can't get under this or if we have an injury, you know, we may have to trade Jokic.
The way it looks now, the Wizards are going to be around $100 million under for 2026. So that's why they made the money.
No, I get it. But, like, there's too many moving of the chairs on the Titanic in the NBA.
The Titanic.
You know what I'm saying? Like, again, they made this move. And
you're
again,
no better.
No. You're the same damn team. You got this money, and you're going to go spend it on a sorry-ass player and overpay for him.
Yeah. Well, everybody, for the most part, is overpaid in the NBA.
There's no question.
100%.
It's the most overpaid league in sports. But, you know, I'm not hating. I'm just stating the obvious.
I just like when they do. First of all, when's the last time the Wizards were decent?
Back when
Chris Webber.
Well, no, they had the 1 year with John Wall and Bradley Beal where they went to the playoffs, and I think they went to the second round. 17? Is that, yeah. They were. That's the last year I think John Wall was really healthy. But again, you had two guys you had to build around.
He's the
fastest guard
in the league.
Yeah. He was so incredibly fast.
John Wall. Yeah, yeah.
Like
he teach you how to Dougie too.
Yeah, he lost it so quick after that injury though. Just never was the same.
And what's the deal with Porzingis? Is he good or not?
He is. They had to get under the first apron.
That's it?
Or the second apron. Second whatever. Apron, yeah. They had to get under that because of the luxury tax. It's going to be ridiculous. And they're trying to finagle some stuff. And now the Celtics have already traded away Drew Holiday. They got back a good player in Anfernee Simons.
Mm-hmm. Isn't his contract expiring too?
It might be.
I think he has one year left on his contract.
And maybe that's why they want it to go get what they want in the offseason. Right. But the Porzingis trade, I mean, they got a second-round pick and George Niang. It's like, so that was clearly a salary dump to go get something else. And then there's talks that they may trade Jaylen Brown to the Heat for Bam Adebayo. And I'm going, here we go. Just, you go there, you go there, you go there. And then we're the same results, the same four teams.
Remember the Knicks drafted Porzingis and they got booed?
Yeah.
They get booed.
And Phil Jackson was like, he's a unicorn. What, he can't stay healthy?
We have 1 year left on his deal, Anfernee Simons.
Yeah.
He signed a 4-year, $100 million contract. He's due 27.67 this next year.
And you know, the Celtics may just be setting themselves up knowing that Tatum's going to miss all of next year.
I think that's what they're doing. Keep in mind, you have a new ownership group, probably wants to make a little profit coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And then build their team. And I think people kind of, just because you give me a reason. I bought the team. I may not like this team. Yeah, you won, but I ain't really feeling the team. I'm not feeling the vibe. And I think this past season, maybe it gave them a reason to blow this thing up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think people take into consideration when we have these teams that go on and win championships over and over and over again. Over and over. How many games they play in a season? Like when you think about how successful the Chiefs have been, how many more games are they playing than you in a regular season? And you start getting to the NBA and you got teams that are going to the finals in 7-game series. And now it's like you're playing almost a half a season. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, or you could.
No disrespect to the NFL. But if you're playing in the NBA conference finals every year, at least
What it does to your body.
How many games? You're talking about 100 games a year, man. That's a lot of. How many games did the Golden State Warriors play above everybody else during that 7-year run?
Oh, so, I mean, they were in the
above everybody else
4 years.
And they played 88 what?
The years they won the title, they played 88 games.
One of the years they won.
They won 88 games out of a possible
94. Oh, they won 88 games. I thought you said they played 88 games. That's 82. Won 88 games. Won 88 games.
And if that's the year that they lost 9, I don't know how many they lost in the postseason.
Could have been 99 then because they only lost like 11 total games.
So two in the postseason.
That's the year they lost in the finals, right? The 71 team is the one they lost in the finals.
Yeah, it is. That's crazy because that's the LeBron comeback, right?
Yeah.
Well, everybody says LeBron, but thank you, Kyrie.
Kyrie took over.
Yeah,
in that fourth quarter,
he hit that
taking
big
nothing
shot.
Away from LeBron.
The
brilliant
big block
on
Iguodala.
By Iguodala. Oh my gosh, he came out of nowhere. But Kyrie stepped his game up in the fourth quarter of that game.
Is Kyrie related to Kyrie?
No,
Kyrie
is
that's a blast from the past.
Kyrie is. Don't have a name, Irvin.
Did a lady call in and correct you?
Yeah, she said, Rob. She blasted you and corrected me. Yeah. How you all sit down and let that man say Kyrie four times and say nothing to him?
Oh my God.
You know I would have said something if I was here.
That was Jerry.
But like, we've all done it where you're reading something. Like I did, the thing they did on Howard Stern with Baba Booey where they had him reading these words. And then they wrote out machine, but because everything he was saying had kine in it, he said McKine. You know it's machine, but you know, like it's a like I guess I don't want to say a brain teaser, but kind of like that.
Brain fart. That's what it is.
When Jerry was doing an update, he was doing at NASCAR. We talking about the debris on the track.
The debris.
I was like, it's debris.
Who did that?
Jerry. Oh.
I still have all those saved.
Do you?
I have everything.
Get like out of here.
Years, I have all this stuff
oh,
saved.
Oh, he had gems. It was, God, he had some good ones.
Now you guys know why I record my own spots.
I got plenty of Ed. And this copy's not effing long enough. This. This is so effing stupid. All right, here I go again. I'll try it again.
Yeah, I edit out all of mine, but then I leave Joe inappropriate messages that he has saved.
I leave mine. I have conversations with Joe in my recordings.
I don't even want to know what I say to him in there some days because it's like I'll rhyme something or do something inherently homoerotic.
I think we should do a whole segment on Vinny's.
Oh man.
You should do a World of Stupid with Vinny's.
I don't know if Vinny had a Jones Junction read that was like 4 seconds short on a holiday, and then they had to stretch it out, and it was like, I'm looking at license plates.
I think Tim
Canada,
has that. Yeah, Tim's got
and
that one.
In
too.
North Carolina. And it's like, is he on drugs?
We should do it with all of us. We've all, some look, gems.
Everybody's done it. So yes. Like, we could sit here and talk about all the mistakes people have made just speaking.
I called Faber Mariah once.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
See, all of mine happen on air. Well, I get them in recordings, but I do my own recordings. You can get mine right on air. Mine alive.
I did a read for the Arch Award for God knows how long, and then finally somebody said, "Hey, man, you do know that's the Ark Howard, right?" And I went. That's the way they wrote it. It says Arch O'Ward. There's actually spaces. I can make myself look dumb enough. I don't need help from the people writing this stuff.
Oh man, let's not talk about that. If we read everything like they wrote it,
we'd sound
like idiots. We would sound like idiots.
What was the Rush commercial I had? And I was showing Ed. I said, there's 7 misspelled words in this. Like, and not difficult words.
No.
Like, easy words.
Yes.
Oh, it's got to be done. Well, let me read it just how you wrote it. This is going to be fun.
World of Stupid at 6:45. But on the other side, Birds, no hit. Then they had it, then they didn't. Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The tying run, Vasquez down at third. Here's the 0-2. And Holiday pops it up. The Orioles get three straight home runs in the seventh, but Texas scores in the eighth and tenth, and the Rangers come back to win it and even the series.
Yeah, it's frustrating for sure. Charlie and the guys in Keegan and the guys out of the pen keep us close enough there, and then, you know, the big inning, score five runs, and, you know, it feels like we're going to steal one there, and it's going to be a great win for us. And then, you know, unfortunately, you kind of saw it happen, and, you know, tough one to lose, for sure.
That's Ryan O'Hearn. Before that, Kevin Brown, courtesy of Masson.
Now, Rob, when Gary Sanchez came off the IL, did they give him a leather glove, or was it still the wood one he was using from last night?
Now, see, this is the problem I had.
Last night?
We were
every night.
Yeah. Well, we were blasted on this show because in April and early May, we said the problem with this team was injuries. And people would, oh, you guys are just making excuses, which is the dumbest thing that I've ever heard when you had that many guys hurt. Last night's game was another loss because of injury. Adley Rutschman, behind that plate, two runs aren't given up.
Those were amazing throws to get there, and then to lose the ball, especially on the first one, to lose it. The ball beat him there by a full second. You have a chance to just slap and tag, and you can't even gather the ball.
Not
and
just that, but the wild pitch that allowed the guy to advance to third base. Keep the ball in front of you. It's just...
Gunnar had a guy dead to rights the other day, and he dropped it.
Exactly. The Yankee Stadium?
Yes.
Yeah. Played the plate.
Yes. Dead to rights.
You guys want to keep it's not because of injuries. Okay, what game are you watching?
No, I just,
tell me Adley Rutschman behind the plate last night is not a different story.
It fits the narrative that people want to push. And this is what happens when all these people that were spouting off in the beginning that it's this, that it's that. You shouldn't have traded. You mean to bring up Stowers again? You shouldn't have traded him. By the way, did you know in three starts, Trevor Rogers' WAR is higher than both of those guys? Norby and Stowers? Mm-hmm. In three starts, his WAR is higher than them. And again, maybe it doesn't finish that way, but it's the fact that people knew better than everyone else and trashed everything, and you don't know what you're doing because you heard the names Norby and Stowers before, and you never saw them play.
I just think, let's change back the subject. I can't believe how bad Sanchez is defensively. We talked just about those two awful plays where he couldn't gather the ball or drop the ball. He threw two throws to second to center field last week. Like, he can't do anything. He's terrible.
I'm
just terrible behind the plate.
I don't know what the plan is with Basayo, so if they have a bigger plan, I get it. But if there was the same way we talked about Mayo at this point, and it was like, oh, Mountcastle's down, Mayo's going to get caught up, and he should get extended playing time. If Rutschman went down and you have that joker behind the plate, how do you not call this kid up and give him a cup of coffee? And again, if the plan is something else, I'm listening to you. I just haven't heard what the plan is with him.
The argument is going to be this. Mayo had already did everything. He had already checked every box, and they wanted to bring him up anyway. They had no room. I'm not telling you the truth. I'm telling you what the argument is going to be.
I got you.
The argument is going to be he was ready, and they had no room for him. But Sayo's not ready.
He's I don't mean to tell anybody anything. That cat's ready. He has a higher home run percentage.
He's only
caught
25 games, though.
Yeah,
that's what it's talking about.
I've seen Gary Sanchez catch 25. I don't want to see it again. I don't care. Now you're going out and signing random catchers that were backups for their whole career.
I know.
I just don't. Then don't put a catcher in the game. Let the umpire chase the ball.
Trump.
Yeah. Is he on another team now, or is there another Trump? Is there two Trumps in the league? Because I saw a Trump on another team last night.
Dude, you know, yeah, come on.
Are we making baseball great again, or what? That one can't work because that's Muga.
You've been trying that for 2 days.
One. According to Baseball Reference, there's only one Trump, and that's Chadwick.
Is he still on the team somewhere? Anyway.
I didn't know Chadwick was with Atlanta earlier this year.
Maybe that's what I saw last night because I was watching some of the Braves-Mets game. Maybe there were some
highlights.
No. I'm saying, like, I saw his name on another. I saw Trump. Now, I don't know who else would be talking about him, but
he's here now.
I get it. But what I'm saying is I was watching the Braves game last night, and they were talking about how Ronald Acuña Jr. has just been on an absolute heater. Like, mm-hmm. he's having that season that he had when he won the MVP, and everybody's like, nobody can have a season like that. And then now he has started. So maybe I dreamed it. Maybe I was just dreaming about Trump. Yeah.
Wow.
Chadwick.
410-583-1057. Mike in Nottingham. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Rob. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks
you guys
calling.
Really kind of took my thunder because I'm really having a problem with Sanchez. And even with the injuries, I know you're absolutely right, but I feel like we had a guy that gets injured, but he keeps playing. In McCann, you know, his face blows up last year, and they keep him out there. You know, it's sort of like I can't figure what's up with Sanchez, but I know that when guys get on base, everybody's Ricky Henderson now.
Yeah.
So.
And how about this? This guy has one of the biggest hits in the game to get the offense rolling with the 3-run homer, and we can't stop talking about how bad he was defensively.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. I mean, maybe he's a DH then.
Well, that's what he is.
Other night.
That's what he is.
Well, and this is one of those cases. The Orioles front office always chooses defense first when they're talking about the guys who aren't starters. Am I right?
Yep.
But not with Sanchez. He was an offensive decision.
But I don't think they. Well, your hope was that that obviously Sanchez is your backup catcher and getting some opportunities at DH. Maybe even at times playing first. He's done that in the past. And that Adley's, he's been over there. I think in the National League, he may have had to before the DH at times. But anyway, I'll have to look it up and see how many times. But the point is, like, I think you weren't worried about it because he was only going to be behind the plate a handful of times. Yep. And you're like, hey, I can deal with it. Adley goes down and you're like, well, and then Maverick goes down and you're like, well, what are you going to do? You got to put somebody out there. And his bat's going to be way better than anybody you're bringing in from a power standpoint.
I'm not denying the bat. I mean, coming off the bench, the guy, he can.
Then don't give him a glove. Give him a bat behind the other guy. Let him bunt the ball back to the pitcher.
Yeah, good call. He played first base 7 times.
Is that for the Padres?
In his career.
Or does it not
just
say?
It just says.
That could also be coming back from injury, trying to get his bat in the lineup.
No. Okay. He didn't play, maybe for Milwaukee.
Okay.
I forgot he was with Milwaukee. Yeah, he played first base 4 games with Milwaukee, and he played first base.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I know I saw him over there at some point. Or I dreamt it when he was playing with Trump.
You remember that game he pitched?
No.
He did.
I remember the game where he snuck Miguel Cabrera when that brawl happened, you dirty SOB. Even though he's on my team, I still can't forgive him for that. Remember the pile when the Tigers played the Yankees, and he snuck up, and Miguel Cabrera was laying down, and he uppercutted him?
Yeah.
Bink! Yeah, you can look it up. There's video on that.
You don't like it because it's Miguel.
Well, look, you can hit the baby face assassin out there like that. Now we got a new one. It's Jackson Holliday.
He's one of my favorite players, man.
That guy looked
like I'm not an athlete. I'm a hitter.
His whole career, he looked like he was 36 months old.
And then at the end of his career, he went on and got braids. That made it look even. 50 years old walking around with braids.
He gets carded carded every time he goes to buy alcohol.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. World of Stupid at 6:45. But on the other side, Jeff Passan's top 50 trade candidates. The Orioles made several appearances in this list. We'll let you know on the other side. Up next on the Fan. 6:31 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Looking at Jeff Passan's top 50 players to be traded. 6 Orioles appear on this list. Ryan O'Hearn, 85% chance of getting traded. Zach Eflin, 75% chance of getting traded. Cedric Mullins, 70% chance. Felix Bautista, 15% chance. And it also lists Urias and Sagano, no percentage next to theirs. I'll say this. If these guys get traded, it is because the Orioles are not in it at all. I don't think either one of these guys get traded if they're in playoff contention.
I think Mullins still does. I think he's the only one, though, because, like, again, when you look at this team, you have a logjam of outfielders. It's not a disrespect to Cedric Mullins because I think all of us would say we would want him here.
Mm-hmm.
But his contract's expiring, and if you're not going to pay him, and then teams have needs for defensive center fielders, they've listed 3 teams, one of which being the Yankees, that could desperately use an outfielder like him. He was linked to the Phillies. was the Guardians maybe the other team? Forgive me, I can't remember the third team. But, like, I think he gets traded regardless because you have options here. And let's just say they are in kind of baseball purgatory still. You could still make the run without him.
Right.
You have a lot of left-handed bats. You're just going to watch Colton Cowser play a lot of center field.
If I'm not mistaken, O'Hearn, Felix, Eflin, and Sagano all, Ed, have expiring contracts. Did I say Felix?
Yeah.
No, well,
Felix doesn't.
He does not.
He's O'Hearn's, on that list.
I meant said. O'Hearn, said, Eflin,
Sagano.
And Sagano all have expiring contracts. If you trade said, if you don't package them, what do you get for them?
Well,
you probably get mid-level prospects.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think you're going to get from him? It's kind of, the way I see it, you get a couple of prospects. Hopefully he goes to somebody who's going to have a legit shot at the World Series this year and fills a need. And, you know, everybody's kind of happy. I mean, you know how much I like the guy.
Well,
I just don't. You're not going to get like.
Yeah, I don't think you get much for him.
You're not going to get a king's ransom for him.
When I brought up that mythical trade with the Phillies for Mick Abel, who is like their second best pitching prospect, and he's come up and he's pitched well. I think they'd be willing to move him, unlike most teams that have starting pitching, because when you look at the Phillies, what do you think? Zach Wheeler, Jesus Luzardo, Aaron Nola, right. Christopher Sanchez. I mean, they have
plethora. Yes. So you think that's your best trade suitor because of what you can get, what they're willing to part with.
It depends on what the Orioles are willing to give up, because I don't think Cedric Mullins gets you Mick Abel.
Right, so that's what I'm saying.
That's when you said a package.
You got to package him. I think if you want something significant for him, something that 2 years from now you're still profiting off of, you got to package him with somebody. Yeah. Other than that, you're not getting anything for him.
And I don't know that Ryan O'Hearn's a candidate to go there just because of... So you have Bryce Harper now playing first. You have Kyle Schwarber, who you don't want out in the field.
You got
at
a
all.
Ton of Ryan O'Hearns in the Philadelphia
Phillies. I mean, he could play in the outfield, but it's not something you want.
No. No, I mean, playoff defense matters. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why I think more than likely, as much as he's saying he's not a DH, you're a DH, but I mean... He is. It's not like knocking him. I guess if you left him at one position, he could get better there, but they've moved him around.
And I get why he's saying that.
Yeah.
He's pending free agent.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to go out as free agency as a DH. I'd rather lose this all-star vote as a DH than to go into free agency as a DH. 410-583-1057 is the number. Urias, to be honest with you, I think Urias is one of the biggest values that the Orioles have in dangling trades. I'd hate to see him go. He's not a free agent until 27. But Ramon Urias is a starting infielder. He has a gold glove on his resume. Yeah. He can go almost anywhere and second, third, or first and play it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if – I also play shortstop. I forgot about that. But I don't know if – I don't want to part with him.
I wouldn't part with him because of that.
But he's valuable.
I know, but that's the reason I wouldn't part with him, because he's valuable. He plays so many positions. Just look at this year. Gonna start the season late. Westberg was out. Mountcastle's out. I mean, the only person that's been healthy is Holiday in the infield. Urias can play any of those positions, so it's like having a Ryan Flaherty again. Like, you know, guy who can do everything. But better, yeah.
I mean, I could see those guys. The six that they listed obviously could get moved, and if you read the article, they have a percentage.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, they believe Ryan O'Hearn's percentage is what, 85, and conversely with Felix, I think it was like 15.
Yeah, Felix.
The whole reason Felix gets brought up is because they believe the Orioles are out of it, or if they're moving pieces, everybody wants closers around this time. Whether you've got one hurt, like the Yankees, Devin Williams is back now after Luke Weaver got hurt, so now he's getting another opportunity to showcase himself. Yeah. Sometimes you don't get that, and we've seen what closers have gone for. If you remember, Gleyber Torres was one of the biggest prospects in baseball with the Cubs, and the Yankees traded, the closer?
Chapman.
Arada Chapman, thank you. The one that made out with his mom or whatever it was. He grabbed her boob.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, you remember that picture? Yes. What a weird dude. Anyway, but you got a top-level prospect for a closer.
Mm-hmm.
And people could say what they want about closers. There's a handful of them in the game that you go, I think Felix is one of them.
Closers matter, man.
They matter, but there's a page quickly. Yes, there's a handful of them that you're like, I ain't worried about this guy. Like Clase. Yeah. Clase got beat up in the postseason last year, and now they're saying he might be on the trade block.
Yeah.
It's cyclical.
Because it's one of those jobs, though, Jeremy.
When you lose
confidence,
you lose
is very, very thin.
And
Like Mariano Rivera is a rare.
Yes.
Where they just Trevor Hoffman forever. Yeah.
Can I speak for all of us and say none of us want to see Batista get traded?
I don't want him to get traded at all.
I'm just giving you the reason why that's floated out there.
Yeah. I might lock him in a room and so they can't find him at trade deadline.
Yeah. Okay.
Where's Felix?
High ceiling.
Yeah, I'll bring out Felix PA. You're like, man, this ain't the Felix we wanted. I thought y'all wanted pie.
Let's go to Edgewood to get Lou. Lou.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call and tell you, you know, there's two players on this team that I adore and I admire, and I just love their stories. And it's Reyes and Mateo, and they had a huge part of that 100-win season. And I really think, I mean, call me crazy. I hate to see them two go. They were a huge part of what's going on here. I don't think the guys that took their place, except for Gunnar Henderson. I mean, come on, I'm not going to be stupid, but I don't understand why Reyes wasn't named our third baseman from the get-go.
Dude, in the 100-win season, Jorge Mateo batted .217, on-base percentage of .267, and an OPS of .607. What was he a part of?
Yeah, if you're willing to get rid of Mateo, pick somebody he can go with him. Like, that's what I'm willing to do.
What was he a part of?
And then the same thing, like, if you're talking about why isn't he our full-time third baseman, there's a guy named Jordan Westberg that went to the All-Star game last year. You are crazy.
The guy had been .217. On-base percentage, .267. OPS is a career low of .607, and he was part of the big part of the 100-win season? Man, stop. Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. All right. You bring up some stats for your Reyes, right, about his defensive and, you know, gold gloves and all that stuff. But yesterday when I brought up Mountcastle, you know, another guy, I don't think he won a gold glove, but he's been a finalist for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
And you say he was useless to us.
I never used the word useless. I hate when
I like when he said no.
I hate when people call in and say things that I never say. When you throw in the word useless, then that changes my entire conversation. I said, where does he fit? That's what I asked you. Where does he fit now?
Sounds like useless to me, Rashawn.
Where does he fit, Rashawn?
Offense.
I'm going to pick up the phone right now. You're a GM of another team, and I'm going to offer you Ryan Mountcastle. What you get me for?
Last year he was talking about...
No. Right now.
Seattle, right?
Because that was a conversation. That was the whole conversation. What would you give me right now for Ryan Mountcastle, Rashawn? Right now.
Not for him, but it's going to have to be, you know, Mullins and Mountcastle.
But we're not talking about those guys. We're talking about Mountcastle.
You know what? I figured out how Rashawn's always around people fighting is that he says something out of pocket and then just turns the camera on. There you go. Look at these crazy ass people.
Now, you said last year, what did you say about last year?
Last year, weren't we talking about, you know, possibly trading Mountcastle to Seattle for one of their pitchers they had?
Yeah, I mean, that was brought up and floated out there, whether it was a rumor or not. But see, the issue with Mountcastle now is he's been hurt. So if you are trading him, even though you have control of him, if you're trading him, you have to have some team that's coveted him for years because you're going to get...
Yeah.
You're selling him low. You're not going to get anything right now.
You, if somebody didn't listen to the show yesterday, you called and said, I said it was useless. That's not what happened. You were talking about trade talks. The trade talks was, and you answered the question. What are you getting for Ryan Mountcastle right now? You just basically said nothing unless you throw somebody else in. So are you getting value for Mountcastle or are you getting value for the other person you put in? What if I say Ryan Mountcastle and Jorge Mateo? What are you getting?
Sounds useless to me.
What are you getting?
That's definitely, you know, I'm
exactly. So,
Mateo,
so you, man. So they you gotta put the value on the other end. The other person has to carry the trade for Mountcastle right now. So what is he worth?
Right, I understand that, man. But speaking, so I brought up Mullins, right? So if you're saying, I know Jeremy said that probably Mullins probably wanted to get traded. So if Mullins is gone, does that mean we sign back Dylan Carlson for another year? You know, got us a switch
No,
hitter?
He gone, dude.
No.
Gone,
so again, no. What it means is that Carlson could get more opportunities. You could see Kierstead come up and play the corner outfield if he's depending on how things are going. But the one thing you know for certain is Kowser's going to be in center.
Rashawn is typical Baltimore. You know what typical Baltimore is? You dump on the superstars and you love mediocrity.
But,
that's what Baltimore does. Yeah. They love Flaherty. They hated Machado. That's Baltimore. So that's what that's
you know. What,
he
what I thought he was going to do? I thought he was going to go. And Jeremy just said that they have to trade Cedric Mullins because he's useless. And I'm like, well, damn, man.
We give our shovels at 7:30, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Cohn.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a sicko that got nabbed in New York City. Wonder if you guys know him. He might be a friend of yours. I'll tell you what he did. And also, we had a woman that was kicked off a flight. It was an Asian lady. They kicked the wrong person off the damn flight. It's not a good look for United. We talk about it next in the World of Stupid.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jeremy.
What?
Ed's on vacation next week?
I think so.
When did that come up?
You know what? He's messing with me right now, but we talk about memory. You know, when our new Scott, I hope you're listening.
Our new boss, Scott. As opposed to old Scott.
Because I'm off the 7th because of, you know, Juneteenth. He's looking at us. I almost said, you sent out a question. Who's taking, what date? I sent it back on that date.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I can only do so much.
Jeremy's telling us to shut up so he can get World of Stupid.
No, I was told I only got 5 minutes for this. So,
really?
Yeah, we're up against it.
Got 4 now.
See? All right, how about this? We'll get to this story first. You can't make this mistake, United. United Airlines is reportedly subject of a lawsuit because they needed to kick an Asian woman off the flight. The only problem was they picked the wrong one. United, they all don't look alike.
Wrong one now. Oh.
Oh, buddy. Is facing a discrimination lawsuit as an Asian woman claims she was kicked off the United flight simply because she was mistaken for another Asian passenger seated several rows away.
Now y'all know how I feel.
Yeah.
We all look alike.
This incident happened on August 29th of 2024 on United flight, but now actually everything's coming to a head. There were several realtors on board who were returning from a conference in Las Vegas. At least two of those realtors were Asian women who knew one another and worked together. And then they just picked one and said, hey, you're the one that's got to get off. And due to bad weather, the flight got diverted right here to BWI Baltimore.
Well, this did happen with Apple, you know.
Yeah.
Face recognition.
Facial recognition couldn't distinguish between Asian. They were Chinese. This woman got refunded because it couldn't distinguish between her and a coworker.
Doesn't have too good with black people either.
Really?
Yeah. Because it blacks out their faces, so they just look like a black blob.
What? iPhone?
Yeah. And facial recognition software in general.
I've never had anybody open up another black person open my iPhone.
It's just like facial recognition in general. They have trouble with black faces.
That's racist. That,
from the black guy, that's news to me. I didn't.
You're too busy watching Full House.
Exactly.
Hey.
Recall.
All right, how about
you're
this?
Jerk, you know that?
How many minutes Don I got King. Now, Joe? 3, 2, 1.
2.
Blast off. All right, how about this? Is this guy a friend of yours? Because, and again, I'm not saying it because he's a sicko. I mean, the guy's a weirdo. He exposed himself at a New York City train station, but he was caught trying to kiss women's feet.
A train station?
Yes. And I just look, it's creepy and nobody should have to go through this, but what? I don't get the
feeling. I have such a great story. We have no time. I'll tell you off air about that exact thing.
Well, we got time. I'm just gonna 30-year-old Dexter Betancourt was arrested and he was walking, crawling up to women. He creepily bent down and tried to smooch her feet. I'm gonna smooch her feet.
Sadly, that's pretty common.
Is it really?
Friend of mine, she was a district attorney in Manhattan, Liz Lederer. She's telling me the story and like guys complimenting her shoes. She's an attorney, keep in mind, a prosecutor, no less. The guy convinces her that those shoes are, can I take a look at, could I just see it? She takes her shoes off on the subway platform. He did it so he could look at her feet.
Oh.
Yes.
See, so creepy. But if you guys, Todd Phillips, who was the director of Road Trip, and he was the director of The Hangover. In Road Trip, there's a scene where the girl's sitting there, and she's, you know, going to Austin, Massachusetts for some reason. She's going there, and then her feet are exposed, and he puts her feet in his mouth. And it's so funny because there are two directors that I know have foot fetishes, Todd Phillips and Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, really?
And if you think back from Dusk Till Dawn, what did Quentin Tarantino have happen? He had Selma Hayek pour a drink down her leg and put his foot or her foot in his mouth. He wrote that into the script. I'm not sure it had to be in the movie, but dude's got a foot fetish. But anyway, that's your World of Stupid. Did I get out in time, Joe? It's a short.
Yeah, plenty of time. Yeah. Yeah, plenty of time.
Four, I mean, I could have talked about the Fight Club in New York.
105.7 is the number. Shovels at 7:30, but on the other side, Aaron Rodgers told Pat McAfee that he's, quote unquote, pretty sure this is his last year. Do you believe him? Or better yet, do you care? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.